USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has signed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill in the Oval Office on Thursday.
This bill has been discussed and debated. It's clear that an overwhelming percentage of the American people made it clear they strongly support the American Rescue Plan.
The feds have now borrowed $5 trillion combating the COVID-19 virus in the last year. The White House says stimulus money could be arriving as soon as this weekend for those with direct deposit. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he's filed a lawsuit on Thursday against Austin, Texas authorities, seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the city of Austin and Travis County officials from enforcing a face mask mandate. Texas Governor Greg Abbott last week discontinued a statewide mask mandate for all Texans. With the exception of Arizona and Hawaii, don't forget, daylight savings time goes into effect this weekend. Early Sunday morning, move your clocks ahead 1 hour. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Twitter is asking a federal judge in Florida to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a child sex trafficking victim who alleged that Twitter refused to remove explicit content of the child from its platform. The lawsuit filed in January is accusing the Silicon Valley company of knowingly benefiting financially from the sexual abuse material. Twitter is using Section 230 immunity in its request to dismiss the lawsuit. New York State Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie said on Thursday he authorized its Judiciary Committee to start an impeachment investigation into sexual misconduct allegations six women have made against Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. The investigation would run parallel to the one being led by State Attorney General Letitia James. Former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin will face an additional charge of third-degree murder in the George Floyd murder trial. The court is going to grant the motion to reinstate the charge, Judge Peter Cahill says as he announced his decision. Jurors are told to report back to the courthouse on March 29th. That's when opening statements are scheduled to begin. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night talking about the pandemic.
That's more deaths than in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 combined. There were husbands, wives, sons and daughters, grandparents, friends, neighbors, young and old. They leave behind loved ones, unable to truly grieve or to heal, even to have a funeral. But I'm also thinking about everyone else who lost this past year to natural causes, by cruel fate of accident or other disease. They too died alone. They too leave behind loved ones who are hurting badly. You know, you've often heard me say before, I talk about the longest walk any parent can make is up a short flight of stairs to his child's bedroom to say, I'm sorry, I lost my job. Can't be here anymore. Like my dad told me when he lost his job in Scranton, so many of you have had to make that same walk this past year. You lost your job. You closed your business. Facing eviction, homelessness, hunger, a loss of control. Maybe worst of all, a loss of hope.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.